Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 12, we heard of how a man from the crowd approached Jesus to ask him a very important question, according to his thinking, regarding the inheritance that he wanted, a share of his inheritance, from his brother. And Jesus had just replied to him, friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? It was, to say the least, it was inopportune to ask our Lord something that was relatively petty, and compared to the message of salvation, eternal life that he came to preach. He didn't come to this world to be a financial guru, to solve, matters of that sort, though these are important matters. But, he didn't come to preach the health and wealth gospel either. He came to preach the gospel of salvation, of eternal life that can be obtained only through him, faith in him, following him. He noticed that in that man's heart, there must have been greed consuming it, destroying it, as greed always does, to human hearts. And therefore, he warns him and all of us, take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Life is not so much what we have, how much we have, possessions, but of who we are. Recognizing who we are called to be, that is, children of God, inheritors, of the kingdom of heaven. And then to drive the point home, the need to avoid all greed, he gave the parable of the rich man, and in that parable, the rich man was, he was so rich, so well off, and he wanted to be richer and more well off, that he thought it would be best to take down his barns and to build larger ones. And that way he'd have more amassed for him and the rest of his life would be set, and he could sit back and relax. As we heard, his philosophy consisted of merely, to rest, eat, drink, and be merry. That was the goal of his life, and that was unfortunate and sad. For God called him, that very night and told him that he was foolish for keeping his sight only on the things here below, and that his life was demanded of him, that very night. And the things he had prepared and amassed, they would remain here. He could not bring anything with him in the life to come. And so this would be the unfortunate ending for those who store up treasure for themselves here on earth, but are not rich in the things, of the Spirit, the things that matter most to God. So all of us, we have to learn this lesson while living in this world, in this society that is still has the defect, a major defect of being materialistic, consumeristic. We are bombarded by the message to amass things on this world, in this life, riches, possessions, earthly things, and so forth. And it's a pity. A lot of people go through life simply for that. They get a fairly good education at the finest schools and dedicate the rest of their lives to this or that career in order to make money, to make more money, as much money as possible, so as to live the good life, so to speak. At least that's what they think or have been convinced to believe. To live as the rich man to this parable, to be able to sit back and say, rest, eat, drink, and be merry. That's the philosophy of the world, the worldly-minded, and far from a true Christian vision of life. Our Lord calls of us, all of us, to be detached from the things of this world. to see money not as the rich man in today's parable, as the end of life, the be-all and end-all, but a means to an end. You know, it's a good thing in itself. It can obtain for us many important things, to pay the bills, you know, so forth. But not to put our hearts on these things, and not to be possessed by them. So we have to be very careful as Christians to be poor in spirit, that poverty of spirit our Lord calls all of us to cultivate, no matter what our financial situation might be, whether rich or poor, not to have our hearts, set on these things, our security in them, to be detached from them, so as to make room in our hearts and our souls for true riches and treasures, for divine grace, supernatural life, the virtues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and above all, God Himself, our truest and everlasting treasure. And we're very blessed, that our Lord is with us and comes to us, enriches us, in our lives, especially at every Holy Mass, at every Holy Eucharist, and every Holy Communion. As we receive Jesus today in Holy Communion, let us appreciate the gift of Himself as being our truest and everlasting treasure. Praise be Jesus and Mary.